Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas, Soral Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor at City Journal, author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. Nicole, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the Brexit issue, Britain leaving possibly leaving the EU, the European Union. Okay, Nicole, let's say it's Friday morning, and we've had the vote, and the vote went against the elites in England. The people rose up and said, "We vote to leave the EU." Britain is now officially going to be disconnected from the EU. Let's talk about the implications of that.
I'm most concerned that the elite classes still won't understand the message that people have been trying to
send. What choice will they have if they voted?
Well, the people won't understand what the reason was for the vote. There'll be just talk of how people are ignorance and racist.
I'm more concerned about global implications than I am the implications inside of England. England will sort that out, but we've got implications for the EU. Look at what would have happened. Look at how upset that things would have been had they allowed Greece to leave. Now the most productive economy, one of the top two economies in the EU, has left. And there's not only that, but there's the track, there's the model, there's the precedent for other countries leaving. Now that England's left, other countries won't Portugal go? Won't Italy go? What are the implications for that?
Well, the global implication of the message not getting sent holds here too. That of course there may be people who are voting because they're racist or ignorant, but I think many, many people are voting because they're just very fearful that they're competing against migrants who don't mind accepting much lower wages. And they are also worried that if Turkey comes into the EU, it is much, much more difficult, even more difficult than it is today to control.
But Nicole, stay with me on the implications for the Eurozone. How are they going to unwind? How is the central bank going to unwind all of their if countries start leaving? How are they going to unwind all of the things they've been doing, the Fed type practices that they've been doing, the monetary practices they've been doing? How are they going to unwind that? Will the euro currency hold up? Will it last?
I think it'll be more difficult. I think we'll have to see how it unwinds. And of course, there's a 2-year process for Britain to unwind.
Right.
They would need to create a trading agreement with the EU and so forth. And so all of these things will happen, some predictable and some unpredictable. But I think...
Look what happened to the markets, Nicole. Yesterday or the day before, I guess it was yesterday, they got wind that the polls were going in favor of not getting out, and the markets went nuts. So if they actually leave, if the polls are wrong, what would the markets do then?
Well, I think what a market does one day and the next day, these are distractions from the long-term issue. And this is a lesson that we need to heed here as well, that if you look at the people who voted for Trump, and Trump got more votes than any other Republican candidate in history, and there's the same tendency to say these people are ignorant, they're racist, and so forth.
Right.
And I'm sure that some of them are. And you know,
most of them are just disgusting with what's going on. What you're saying is there's a global unrest of the folks who are of the have-nots. You're talking about you're the second person this week that said that. Let's talk about that.
Well, And it's not even the have-nots. It is people who may have things. They may have either a working-class job still or a middle-class job. They may even have an upper
income. But they feel like they're being disenfranchised. And you're saying that's happening in England?
People are concerned.
It's happening in America, and other people have talked about this in other parts of the world.
People are concerned that we haven't controlled the borders. You know, when Trump.
So could there be a capitalistic spring like there was an Arab Spring?
I think if the elite classes don't start understanding what this message is, that people are very anxious about.
I agree with that.
The unbridled immigration that we've seen, and that Britain.
The disproportionate way that the economies are going too. Hey, Nicole, thanks for being here. Good job today, Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.